All right, everybody, good evening, and thank you for coming to the Policy Advisory Committee meeting of December 4th, 2019, 5:30. It's actually 5:35 p.m. at Freedom Hall, Kituit. Can I get a roll call, please?
My name is Tom Hoppenstead. I'm here representing the Water District or the Water Department.
Adam Zace, representing the Board of Commissioners for the Fire Department. The Fire Commissioners.
Thank you. And I'm Sylvia Janau, representing the Prudential Committee. Is anybody from the public recording? No? No recording? All right, so we'll move on to the third item of our agenda. I wish we had a couple more members here because we're going to do the election of our committee officers. I'm interested in having a chair, obviously, to run the meeting, vice chair in the event that the chair can't make it. There can still be a chair and then a clerk just to take notes, recordings, minutes. So does anybody want to nominate anybody for chair? Let's start with that.
Can I ask, make a comment?
Absolutely.
So I thought that you had already put your hat in, or name in the hat, so to speak.
No, so the way that the bylaws work is that the first meeting is chaired by the member from the Prudential Committee, but I haven't put my name or anybody's name in the hat yet. I guess that's what we're here to do tonight. And anybody's free to nominate anyone. So
I'd like to nominate Silvio for the chair.
Second.
All those in favor. All those in favor.
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous.
You okay with that?
Absolutely. Thank you. Does anybody have a nomination for vice chair?
Are you stepping sideways here?
I don't care. I'll do whatever.
All right. I'll do that. You can do the clerk thing. How's that?
Okay. All right. So I'll nominate Adam as our vice chair.
And I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
And
I'll nominate Tom Hoppenstead for the office of clerk of the Kituit Fire District Policy Advisory Committee.
And I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
It's unanimous again. Thank you very much. We have our officers now. So let's get to the meat and potatoes of this meeting. It's basically, let's talk about holistically, big picture, what potential topics we want to discuss in our next agenda, hopefully when we have a full committee present. I know in the various meetings we have with our committees, as well as district meetings, we've heard discussions about creating a long-term plan for the district. We've heard other policies in regards to staff and coordination between departments and things of that nature. So at this point in time, I'd like to just write down a couple of topics that we would like to discuss in earnest at the next meeting. Obviously, the members that are not here, I'll just send them an email, let them know, so that they can also come to the next meeting with their own set of ideas so that we can brainstorm better ways to, do good for our residents of the district. So if anybody has any topics they'd like to discuss.
Well, if I could jump in on that, on the back of that, it's easy to me, if you look at the past couple of years, a lot of the meetings, starting with the idea of the solar plan, there's been an awful lot of what it leads me to conclude, not dissimilar to what you just said, is that we definitely need a plan. The district needs a plan, and everything falls from that, whether it's staffing or space needs, the problems, or the dialogue or lack thereof has all, I think, been driven by the fact that there hasn't been a plan. And into that vacuum step, various initiatives driven by different people. And so that's the biggest issue that I see. So that's like the meta problem, and everything falls from that. Now, that's an obvious thing to say, but I just wanted to say it, get on record. And so in terms of discussing potential topics for next meeting, that is, how are we going to create a plan? I mean, what should be the plan? maybe that's not the topic start to finish for the next meeting, but a plan and how does it, what advice would we want to share with the district and the citizens of the district about everything, staffing, space, whatever it might be. You know, in my roles that I've had in business, it all starts with a plan,
mm-hmm.
and we just don't have that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, the water department may have more of a plan than we do.
Perhaps, but I'm wondering, what do you envision is kind of included in a long-term plan for the district? Is this something that the policy committee has five volunteers can put together, or is this something that we need to kind of put some scope onto and go to the district meeting and see if it gets funded?
Well, I don't know as I read the policy, you know, we've been on a couple of these over the past few years. I'm not exactly sure what I read the bylaws too, and the definition of what policy is. It seems to me that we don't necessarily, or in the absence of anyone else stepping forward with creating a plan, maybe the best thing that we can do is be willing to say this is, you know, at least from a point of dialogue, a starting point for what we think we want to have people discuss or contribute to as to what we want to be. We discuss a lot in the fire commissioners about issues around continued increases it seems unchecked forever. It will just be continue to increase the costs of the fire department. And you know, we've got five now, in the town of Barnstable districts, and you know, Calm obviously merged. So there's a lot of discussion around how do we share resources, assets. We've even been talking about sharing ambulances with Mashpee. This is how do we get our arms around that in a way that feels like, hey, we kind of understand 5, 10, 50, whatever we might want to put our arms around. At least here are some ideas that we think we should have under discussion for everyone to contribute to. Not say, hey, here's the plan, and now let's go get it funded, because I don't think that's necessarily my vision of what this all means.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think no one else seems to be having that conversation, so we might as well be the ones to at least say, hey,
right.
we think these ideas should be discussed further. It seems like that's the only thing we can do. We're an advisory committee,
not a planning board.
Right, not a planning board.
But Sylvia, you mentioned the other night when we were here that's your background. I mean,
correct.
You enjoy that planning business.
Absolutely. So at least in my unique position, being that I'm in the Prudential Committee and we don't have a department per se, we have a treasurer, we watch the finances and things like that, I feel like in this role, I am going to be able to at least learn more about the operations of both your departments, see how it ties into the finances, and then on my end start proposing maybe better ideas on how to be more efficient in the management of the finances of the district. And in this particular case, as you mentioned, I have done this
5:45.
Yeah, it's 5:45. Cindy Gardner has joined us.
I know. If only you
thank you for being here.
You took your responsibilities as a little more seriously.
So we're discussing potential topics for the next meeting. And Adam mentioned a couple of things about having a long-term plan. Tom agreed, and we're just kind of figuring out the best way of doing this. And as you were saying, I have done this in my professional life, and I can't agree more with you, Adam. Everything starts with what is the soul of the district? What is our manifesto? What are we trying to do here? So my initial plan would be to just create a document that says, this is where we see the district moving forward. This is what we would like to do to better serve the residents of our district. And out of that, then all the other options that you mentioned, maybe consolidating with another district, maybe hiring more employees or more firemen because that's what we need, will come out of that. But we basically need to explain to the district what we see the vision for this place in the next, at least let's start 5 years, 5-10 years, and then maybe in the next 20 years. And out of that document, then maybe it goes back to what Tom was saying, then either we can start discussing in your house, we can go to the district meeting and put it to the residents, we can get more feedback from them, we can work with other groups to get ideas, and once that document is built, maybe we go then to a consultant and say, these are what we feel our district needs are going to be for the next 5, 10, 20 years. How do we make that a reality? How do we go and actively hire 5 more firemen? That's what we're going to do. How do we pay for that? What is going to be the actual cost of those things? I don't know. Same thing with the water department. Will we need more staff? Will we need less staff? Would we be better off merging with another water? All of those things. We put everything on the table after we have a document that says this is what we want. If we want to stay a district, that's fine too. We just gotta, there's rules, there's regulations, there's things that we gotta abide by, and that all translates into money. So how are we gonna make the best decisions for our residents? That to me is the ultimate goal. It sounds ethereal, but once you got that on lockdown, all these other options start becoming clear and the direction we should take. So that would be my opinion.
I think that if I can, before you start, as long as it feels collaborative with people, I think it's hard for me to imagine people saying that this is stupid. You know, I really do.
I think this is the most important thing that we can do as a district. To go back again to what Tom said, for example, the town I work in, we just finished our comprehensive strategic plan. And for example, my role is in DPW. So I could go and decide I'm going to pave certain roads or fix certain sidewalks or access certain sidewalks and bike paths where there are none. And I could just go do that on my own. And then the planning department may decide that they wanted to enhance a certain area of town and do economic development there because that area is right for that because there's all these things in a certain location. So if I'm in one side of town putting sidewalks and paving sidewalks and not doing it where it's needed, the town is not making the best decision financially. So what you do is you put this plan together so that everybody's on the same page. So I know now for the next 5, 10, 20 years, anything that I budget for infrastructure repairs, water main extensions, things of that nature, should be prioritized to what the town wants to do for economic development in a certain area of town. Once that's done, then, you know, you can start expanding in other areas. In the meantime, you maintain the rest of the town, but you put your focus on developing a certain area. That happens because we have that document that says, this is what we see for the next, in the future. What I believe is we should do the same thing here. What do we see for the district? Water, fire, even the Prudential Committee. Do we need a Prudential Committee? Does it need to change? Does it need to expand? What is the benefit of the Prudential Committee? Because again, as I mentioned, you report or you have reports directly to you. We have a treasurer, as somebody mentioned, that was part-time. We have a clerk that's part-time. One of the issues that somebody mentioned during the meeting was the fact that we're looking for office space for part-time people. Why is this happening? And there's no answer to that. So I think at this point in time, as I said, we're looking into the soul of the district and what we want it to be. And once we kind of create this document out of this group, all the options that are on the table will become clear as to which one's better than another.
I'm willing to volunteer to talk to some of the other districts in the town to see what, if anything, they have along these lines. Chances are there's none, but
most of them have them. And Kachut used to have one too.
So what happened? That's a great place to sit at your
correct.
No, you can find it in the archives.
In the storage.
In that storage, in the bottom of the fire.
Yeah, bottom of the fire.
we sort of got away from...
I'll add that to my...
Thank you.
That down.
Yeah.
I'll volunteer to find that out.
Thank you.
In the last 12 to 13 years, the district has sort of got away from being fiscally responsible, spending money, because they thought, it, in my opinion, it just miraculously appeared. Because we can tax our residents, and we just tell them how much it will affect their tax a little bit, and they just say, okay, it's only going to affect you a couple dollars, so people don't think of it as much, but then we borrow and borrow, and no one ever has looked at, really, how is that affecting our residents in this district in another 20 years or 25 years? I mean, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts put together Proposition 2.5, so towns couldn't raise taxes more than 2.5%. Because
well,
we're a fire district.
Without overrides, considered thoughts.
Because we're a fire district, we don't fall into any of those regulations. And you know how I feel about some of the budgeting that goes on.
Well, no,
I actually disagree with that. We do follow within Prop 2.5.
No, we don't.
We can't raise taxes.
Of course we can. We're a fire district. We do not fall into 2.5.
Okay.
We have not stayed under 2.5. ever in this fire district.
I think there's a and we can talk about that later, but I think there's a misconception as to how Prop 2.5 works. I can actually financially explain to you how all that works and how it's actually never, 2.5% is always actually more, because there's other factors that
go. But we don't even have to fall into that bylaw because we're a fire district.
Okay.
Well,
for example,
go ahead, Tom.
We're a small fire district. Very small. And you know, I think our biggest problem is that we don't coordinate with one another. The Prudential Committee does their thing. We do our thing.
Mm-hmm.
You guys do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
We meet at different times. We never get together except for district meetings. And to me, that seems like probably one of the places that we're least efficient is
mm-hmm.
is collaborating, coordinating. I mean, we show up at district meetings. We show up with bylaws that get pulled during the meetings, and you know, people go home having done nothing. We print things that are wrong, you know, and it's quite frankly, it's kind of embarrassing. I mean, it's upsetting, and it's something that I think we could address fairly easily with some guidelines or some policies that said that we will do those things. We will collaborate, we'll coordinate, we'll meet together before we go to our residents so that our ducks are in a row.
Well, our bylaws used to say that a member of the Prudential Committee would attend. There was a 3-man board, there was the chairman, then the other two, one would be the representative to the fire department, one would be the representative to the water department, and they would attend those monthly meetings so that at every meeting, you would have a representative from the Prudential Committee there, you would have your board of fire commissioners, your board of water commissioners, and then that member would take back the information that was discussed to the rest of the committee. That was another thing that got changed in the last 12 to 13 years. And it's sort of, we need to, and I hate to say this, but I'm a true believer, and if you look at history and you look how things evolve, we are back to right now where we were when we didn't have fire commissioners, when we had a board of engineers and things weren't getting done correctly. Remember that, Don? And the people in the village had an uproar. And then that's when we came to have fire commissioners. And I can see it all happening again. And it saddens me that we didn't learn from the history and we're making the same mistakes again. And that's something we need to really look at. Our elected officials, they need to take the time to learn the history of the village, to understand how this village, you know, was enacted, how we have grown. I mean, the village of Hittintuit is unique. We're probably one of the only places on earth that has gone backwards in time.
Well, I think all due respect, and thank you for the historical,
mm-hmm.
I think that's what I just heard from Tom, is that, hey, we can architect what the future is, and I agree that you do have to understand history, but not at the expense really of the future, but just so we have to just sort of say, okay, let's go forward without belly aching too much about
No,
what
but
happened.
You learn that what happened and understand it so you don't make the same mistakes going forward.
Well, I think chiefly the mistake that I think you're talking about is the lack of coordination and collaboration.
And not communicating with your residents and thinking that decisions can be made in small groups when you don't. I mean, a good example of that is the water department wanted to put in a great solar project, and they tried everything they could to educate people, but because there wasn't a history of educating people, it came down to the final hours where a lot of work just disappeared. It saddens me because they spent a lot of time, and if people didn't want it, they should have stopped it a year or two earlier.
Yeah, coming to the, I've been in sales for 40 years, in sales, losing a deal at the end hour, 11th hour, shame on the salesperson for screwing that up, because you need to know at the very beginning whether something's going to work or not. And I mean, I've seen that just in the past year a couple of times with the space community thing.
Exactly.
So I think a lot of that has to do with planning and trying to set a tone for this is, if we're going to do anything as a policy advisor, we should advise what the policies are.
Correct.
And whether that's in the if it takes shape as a strategic plan, mm-hmm. or even just a set of, hey, you know, somebody wants to cut out some shenanigans, here are some of the things that we'd like to do or suggest that we do. And I think that's exactly what Tom was saying.
And I think that should be our focus. We have, from my point of view, and, you know, I would love for you to have, let me know what you think about this. I think we have two things that we should focus on. There's obvious things that we know we need to fix. Communication, for example, may be one. Outreach could be another. So there's specific little things that having, I don't know, maybe monthly meeting amongst a representative of each of the committees would be a third one. I don't know. So little things like that we can put into a piece of paper, send to the different committees, and say this is going to be the policy and how we're going to handle ourselves from now on is one thing. The other thing is then the big picture. What are we going to do as a district? Having that plan moving forward in the future. So I think what I'd like to do, again, is just everybody then, you know, think of different things for the big picture plan, and then think about different things, like what I would call the low-hanging fruit. Meeting every month. Let's write a policy that says the boards of the Couture Fire District will hold a monthly meeting where they're going to, talk to each other about what was discussed in their different meetings so that everybody's aware of what's going on district-wide. Simple. Two sentences. So let's talk about, at the next meeting, ways to make that happen. Both the big plan and then low-hanging fruit things that we see as easy issues that we should be fixing.
So that brings up the question of mechanics, in my opinion. You know, how are we going to, between now, this point in time and the next point in time, come up with that? Is we just do it by email, or you want to take the lead as the chair? By the way, we voted, you didn't get to run the thing.
I didn't want to run things.
I'm a big fan of brainstorming and exactly what we're doing now. I think that most ideas, this is why it's so good that this committee itself is very diverse, members of the public, each of one of our committees, because you may have ideas of something that's happening within the fire world and you with the water world, and then you as an outsider saying, I would have loved to have known about this that was going on beforehand, because I would have been able to hopefully provide that historical perspective that you have so you guys don't step into that hole again. So I think we're all coming with our own different perspectives, and by bringing our own different ideas, putting them on the table, each and every one of us is going to learn something new, and that's where the plan is going to come from. So let's all individually at our next meeting come with specific things that we know, for example, happening with the water department or with the Board of Water Commissioners, same thing with the fire commissioners, say, I would love to have this addressed. Let's try to figure it out, and then let's have Cindy, myself, come ask you, Adam, so what does that mean? Why is that happening? What's the history with that? And then come up with ideas to fix that issue. That's what I would like to see. kind of each and every one of us is advising each other.
So you're looking for us to come to the policy committee with problems we're having with our individual boards, because we don't really have any problems. We work well together. I mean, I guess I'm not quite following what you're looking
well,
for.
Well, I'll give you a break. Let me see if I can fill in the blank a little bit, at least from my perspective. I don't think the kind of thing that you're asking for is, okay, should we hire, you know, one more grade one firefighter or something, or that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Should we relax the standards for, you know, should it be an EMT or paramedic? Mm-hmm. I don't think that's the
situation. Should we ban watering of lawns with drinking water? How's that?
There you go.
Exactly.
So that's what we're talking about.
We don't have a problem with that. We think that.
Citizens might have a problem
correct.
With that. Because
okay.
Remember after the meeting the other day, I spoke to you on that.
Right, that's why I brought that up.
I know, see, that's a good one. Because I do have a sprinkler. I don't use it like people do, because I don't have a well-manicured lawn, but I do have a sprinkler system. And when I put my sprinkler system in 20-something years ago, I had to pay more by the water department because I needed a 2-inch meter versus the standard household meter.
The 1-inch, yeah.
Yep. And I've been using that now for 20 years when I need it. Mm-hmm. And now you're going to tell me that you're going to
wouldn't affect you at all,
but
because
it
you have it.
But, you know, if someone else builds a house, or let's say I want to put a sprinkler system in my other property in Kikuit I own that doesn't have a sprinkler system in it right now, then it would affect me. But my concern is we just raised our water rates because we wanted to have people like me who use more water, because I do use a lot of water, because I have a built-in swimming pool, and I do water my lawn. But I don't mind. I'll pay for whatever you charge me if I want to use that. And there are a lot of people in the village that will do the same thing. But
well, I think
saying to me now that if I want to put a sprinkler system in my house that's right next door to the house I own now that doesn't have one, that I can't, because you don't want me using drinking water, I can understand where you're coming from, because I believe in conservation a little bit. That's why I don't turn mine on every day.
Only a little bit.
Well, no. But I also, well, you're going to love this one. I don't understand why we waste so much water flushing the water mains as much as we do, because it doesn't seem to accomplish much, because my water is just because, you know, the little old lady that complains about her filters. If I took the filters out of the water because I have RO water in my house for my saltwater fish tank, you'd be surprised at what those filters look like every week. But that's part of life. But I think the people, before you guys implement that as a water department, you need to put that out there and ask the people how they feel.
If you don't mind. But to me, I also want to make sure that we stay within the charge of the policy advisor committee. That's, you know, setting the rates, what you know, they're used for meters and things like that. That's part of the charge of the water commissioners. They have their meetings, they discuss that in open meeting, and members of the public are allowed to, you know, have their say. What I'm talking about more is...
But now they're talking about saying that we can't use the water how we want to use it as consumers.
I think...
But again, that's a water commission.
Correct.
Thing.
Correct.
I would imagine we would go, I would hope, advocate that we that be a bylaw change, and then it be a vote.
But it didn't seem that way when I was at your meeting the last time. It didn't seem like it was going to go that way, but I know it was an early stage.
But a policy could be that before.
So that's why I'm trying to wonder, is that the kind of thing
we need to communicate to
this committee? I don't know if that's a...
So a policy could be that after they decide what they're going to do in that situation, it is the policy of the Kikuit Fire District that we would go above and beyond and send mailers out so that people know. Or that we would, you know, reach out in a different way so that it doesn't catch people off guard. Or that before we think we're going to have an important meeting where the rates are going to be set, or the tax rate for the district is going to be set, the district's going to take an additional effort to communicate that in the hopes that there's more people from the public. So that's a policy. It's not so much saying the water commissioners are not going to do that.
That you can't do it. You just need to communicate it so people are aware of
what's happening. That's what I'm talking about. And then internally with us, again, like you mentioned, maybe the water department, there's no operational issues going on. that would warrant a policy. Maybe there's nothing in the fire department, but that's what we're here. We're here to meet to find out, you know, are there things like that that maybe we could create policies to help with that?
From my perspective, I think it's exactly what I was thinking, which is, I'll restate it. I think that sustainability of the district is sort of the flip side of the coin of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that there's a specific problem about this year. You know, did we have enough bottles or masks or? But how do we actually think about sustainability long term, whether it's water or just in general, and having a way to make that conversation be beyond just those times when the water department gets together, the water district commissioners get together, the fire district, there's not a lot of participation. The civic association, sitting right there, we need to have more workshops, have more conversations, and have the discussion around, well, what does it mean? It's great to have this wonderful idea of Kituit being a little village, which is wonderful, but it doesn't really matter if we don't really have the ability over long term to continue to pay for the things just because, well, it is the way it is.
Correct.
It's been that way for 100 years. It doesn't mean that it can be that way for another 100 years.
Correct. And I'll give you an example of something that may sound, controversial. It's the policy of the district to help fund the library. Where did that come from? Why is that in writing somewhere? Should we raise the amount we give the library? You know what I mean? It's things like that. That is a policy that the district decided to do that. Why are we doing that? Let's look into it. Could we do more? Should we do less? So from the water commissioner's point of view, how does that affect them or not? And they could say, well, maybe, I never thought about this, but by us doing that, maybe we'll have access to the library to do these workshops. Things like that. So we get everybody's perspectives into why we're doing what we're doing on a practical level. And then the second option is, let's think about strategically where we want to see the district in the future. So if anybody has any specific concerns from their world, bring them to the committee so you can get the other people's perspectives. Again, with me, I would love to talk about that. I would love to talk about the streetlights. I would love to know what you think about that. Because I see it from my point of view and from my world, and I have my opinions. But I may listen to you when you have to say about that. I'm like, well, I never thought about that. I would love to bring that to the Prudential Committee and discuss that in earnest. Maybe there's something else that we could do. We had a couple of applications from neighborhoods wanting us to take over their streetlights, and we said no. But maybe listening to you and say, no, that's ludicrous, or if you do this, maybe there's an option to do something else. Again, it's just not having this tunnel vision where each of our individual boards makes decisions without talking to each other, because those silos do not help the district in general. And having your perspective as a member of the public is invaluable. So that's
all. Well, I love this district, and I want this district to, be around. I mean, my children are the 7th generation to live in this district, and I want it to be another 7, and I want them to be able to afford to live here. And right now, one of my sons would love to live in Kituit, but he couldn't afford to live in Kituit when he was starting out, so he had to move to Thelma.
Well, I think some of that is unrelated to the district.
It's not. There's a lot of things going on that people don't realize.
But again, so
we really do need to watch how we spend money. And I think it was an eye opener. I was happy we had as many people in this hall as we did the other night.
And I agree. So maybe you can start with that. Start thinking about policies and how you think would be better served by controlling spending or things of that nature, and bring them to the next meeting. So that would be a good starting point. And then think about holistically, like you're saying, you already did that. You just did that. You're talking about spending as a small policy that you would like to see implemented, but then you're also talking about your children in 7 generations from now being in this district. So that's strategic planning. So think about topics on both ends of the spectrum. Bring them over here. Let's talk about them. Let's see where that takes us. All right?
I'd like to just kind of back up to what Adam had mentioned earlier, and Cynthia, is that there was a long-term policy plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A strategic plan, and I think we need to take that out and dust it off and take a look at it. And maybe check with other districts as well to see what's available. Because I think we're kind of talking in circles right now.
It's a good baseline, absolutely.
And I'll come to these meetings, but I'm not going to stay long if we're just talking in circles about what we can do for the district in terms of a long-term policy plan as a volunteer committee. Because I don't see us being able to put something together unless we have some sort of framework.
All right, so
we can do it with.
For the next, at the next meeting, I'll find whatever there was here and whatever I can find out from the neighboring districts.
It's on the website.
I volunteer to find it.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, we start looking.
And then I think we need to hear from the public as well.
Going to move on to the next topic, not anticipated by the chair. I have none, obviously, being the first meeting. So let's move on to public comment. We have two members of the public. Anybody has comments?
Yeah, I think what the biggest thing you should do is get to a place where all the financial reports of the various districts put together are actually in the same format, number one. Number two, they get communicated to people before the meeting as opposed to drop on the desk. Number three, when do you ever see a report on the actual expenditures compared to what?
Yeah.
Whenever, in my business life,
that bothers the hell out of me too. Just in our little.
As a CFO of a company, and handed me a budget and said, and here's what we budgeted last year. I said, I don't care what we budgeted last year, what did we spend last year?
Correct. Yeah.
And I never see those kinds of reports. And I go to a lot of meetings for the district. And I don't know how you manage the finances of the district without that kind of information. And I don't know how you can expect the public to vote intelligently on budgets without seeing what's been actually spent, as opposed to just throwing it into a bucket. Now, I know we only have a part-time treasurer, and that may be part of the problem. But there are solutions to that, and I just think it's one of the problems that you're trying to address. Because asking people to be informed and to vote and to participate without giving them comprehensible information in a usable format is a waste of time.
Those
Hold
report?
On.
Okay.
Public comment. You have a comment?
Okay, I've been sitting on my phone for a while.
Where's the phone?
Yeah, a bunch of stuff was talked about that I have ideas and thoughts about for a long time. We have been this quaint little village, and we'll go about our business, we'll do our stuff, everything will be okay. But problems have been arising over time because some things are getting done and some things weren't getting done. Some things are being coming together from different departments at the same time, which causes a financial burden on the district. All three committees came together with a wish and need list for the next year, 5 years, whatever, that plan for a future. So the fire department needs an engine in 5 years. The water department needs to have some sort of treatment plan done in 8 years. And Prudential needs to find some kind of office space. It can be spaced out. I can put out my fire engine for a year. We can put out this. You know what I mean? So it's not all hit each other at once. So it can be a plan going forward. We can envision stuff. Now, this does not account for emergencies. There's always emergencies and things we don't predict. One of the problems I see coming up with this is that you need a new commissioner every year. Every time you get a new commissioner coming in, they have a different idea. Even new chief. Chief Frazier had thoughts about one thing. Chris had thoughts about one thing. Now we have a new chief got on the thoughts that are totally different. It just, there has to be some sort of direction. I don't like the idea of consolidation, but I'm not against looking into it. I think if it's proposed and put forward, it gets voted out, it should come up again in another 10 years. Just to see, just to let it be part of the process.
Maybe in 10 years everyone's going to want it, who knows? Right. They want it now.
Well, yeah, let's finish public comment and then we can talk about what they say.
The communication between committees sucks.
You want
to? It's just terrible. I listened to some meeting minutes, and I was a committee that talks about the water department more than they talk to them. And I get offended by that, because most of the stuff that's being said is not true. Okay. George Police, old water commissioner, said his plan for the future was he'd put at least 10% of the money into infrastructure every year, otherwise you can cut the pants down, everybody falls apart and lose money. That was the plan. Not much of a plan, but it went along for a while. The plans we came up with this last couple of years ago with the water park. We really need, the state demands things of us, and they're changing stuff. Stuff that was great 5 years ago is not good enough. The measuring, you know, parameters have gotten more strict, and then they strict. Changes. Now you've got to do this, and you've got to do it now. It's almost like the old time ways don't work. We either put our big boy pants on, become a little more professional, and take care of this, which puts a lot of burden on volunteers. It just does. And as far as preparing a district type of government for business, you can't do it. They're two different things. I understand, I'd like to see them, but if you look at the budget, and I looked at the budget for the water department for years, every month we got a percentage of the budget used today. The only thing that screwed up every year was the capital funded items that either were or not used or even started, which drove me crazy. You know, if you're going to ask someone at the town for $50,000 to do something, you expect they were planning to do it, and they get it done. Instead of 7 years later, well, I really need it for next year. It's just, you know, hasn't been done in 7 years.
That kind of saves that money to use it for something else.
Well, I mean, thank God the treasurer doesn't borrow it. It's just when it's needed, then we have the ability to go get it, so it's not really touched. But it's kind of hanging there.
There was actually a couple of cases where there were funds created by the rental committee that got used for other purposes, and suddenly the money isn't there or it's supposed to be used for.
Yeah. So I know some of the things that have to be done, especially for the employees in the town, the district office sort of thing, is up front right now. They're going to do it. They're going to do something. And I support that. I really do. And I've been around and talked to people for over 10 years now about what could be done or what can't be done. Try to rent places and find places. You know, don't want to have someone tell us we did that, it's no good. And all the stuff that's just happened now. It needs to be an open process. To me, it was not open. It was held on to really tightly by at least one person.
Well, I think that's...
And it was left out, and we were left out.
Yeah.
And dismissed when trying to help. You don't know what you're talking about. The records thing. How much of that stuff in the basement is real records or just historical stuff you want to hang on to? Because I got a feeling a lot of it's just historical stuff that's really nice to have. We don't need a 6 hour stay for it.
Alright. I don't want to stray much further. I appreciate any more public comment beyond that? Seeing none, I'm going to...
I completely agree with
you. Me too.
Sounds good. So let's close public comment, and if there's any response, please.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Jim and Don for those comments, because now I feel like we might have a little direction, because quite frankly, I didn't think that we did prior to hearing what they said. I think we can standardize our reports. I think
we can prepare reports and proposals prior to meetings for people to review, and I think we need to share that and communicate that out with people, and we talked about that a few minutes ago as well. And I really like the idea of, okay, if we're going to come together and spend time meeting, let's develop a 2, 5, or 10 year plan, and maybe it's just a 2, 5, or 10 year wish list.
Yeah,
right.
Could be a wish list.
That these are expenses that we foresee coming down the road, and you know the space needs thing is right at the forefront of that, I would think. There's water treatment that he mentioned, fire trucks, ambulances, personnel. I mean that's a moving target, but I'm sure you've got some things that you guys have been talking about, and maybe we can identify some of these things that we'd like to at least let the district know before a meeting, before a district meeting, that those are the things that we have on the horizon.
Well, I can come with the full list, believe it or not, and basically what my wishes would be for this committee to start doing is coming up with a bunch of ways that the organizations, the water commissioners, the fire commissioners, and the prudential committee do business so that I don't have to watch the painful happenings that went on this year with the prudential committee when we wanted a change.
That's it.
I would love to see a bylaw. This is something that happens historically. The chairman of the prudential committee, the chairman of the water commissioners, the chairman of the fire commission was always the person that was going to go out that year. So they sat on the board for 2 years as a representative. Their third year, they were chairman. Then they ran for re-election. And it constantly rotated so that you didn't have this problem we have right now with one of our committees of a person in power that thinks they have more power than they actually have.
But again.
And we can't talk about personalities, and I understand that, but we have identified a problem.
But to keep things on track, what you're saying is let's create a policy so that occurs.
That can't happen.
What you're talking about is more capital planning, and to me that's part of each committee should do that, which is fine. I'm not disagreeing that should be done. I think that should be done by each committee. I think what Jim was talking about is the fact that just to summarize what he's saying is we need financial policies where reports of a certain nature are provided to the public. The district doesn't have financial policies. Every time I've worked in it has financial policies because then it goes and ties into what he said over there, because your bond rating is affected by financial policies. The way you borrow is affected by financial policies. The different things that are coming into place, you can see them in a capital plan, and then that allows you to borrow smartly and efficiently. So what this committee is tasked with is not creating a capital plan for each of the departments. It's to say the policy of the district is that there will be a 5-year capital plan. The policy of this district is that before any borrowing is done, they have to be in conjunction with the capital plan, the joint capital plan for the district that was made created by each of the three committees. So that's what I'm talking about. Unfortunately for us, our mandate is a little bit more ethereal because we want the committees to be the ones who get, you know, in the ground and create the plans. We want to make the policy that says that the committees have to do that. Or like you're saying, or like everybody said here, we have to work together. Because the capital plan shouldn't be the water department capital plan, the fire department capital plan, the prudential committee capital plan. It should be the Kootenai Fire District's capital plan. So that way we can take into account a fire engine that's going to be bought 1 year, a treatment plant that has to be built in another year, so all of those things don't happen at the same time. That's the we can make a policy that says that. That's what we should focus on.
Yep.
I like it.
All right, so any other comments from members of the committee? All right, seeing none.
Move to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor?
All right.
Thank you very much.
When's the next
meeting? Sorry, no, before we adjourn, we have to set the next meeting.
Sorry.
So let's look at our calendars. Let's take the adjournment back.
I apologize. Who said?
I just wanted to say, consider putting that out.
I have read that Massachusetts 127 page or whatever, and I will also do that.
So my intention is to meet at least once a month, maybe the first week of the month. So on a Wednesday would be fine, unless it clashes with anybody else's.
I promise to stay at home since 5 o'clock this morning.
So,
yeah, no,
the 8th. I was going to say the 8th. The first full week. Let's try for the 8th. Is anybody okay with that?
The 8th. I have meetings the 15th, the second Wednesday, and the third Wednesday of every month I have meetings.
So is anybody okay for the 22nd of January? Because people could go away too.
I can't speak on the 22nd of January.
Okay.
So, how about the 7th of January?
The 7th. Does that work for everybody?
Tuesdays. I like Tuesdays.
We can do later in the month too, give everybody enough time to come up with a variety of ideas, give Adam enough time to do the research. I don't mind the third week of January.
Okay. Third week is, I'm sorry.
The 20th.
Third week is the 21st.
Okay. That is Martin Luther King week.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be out of the country.
It could be the last week of the month. It doesn't matter. We don't have to meet. There's nothing, by the way, there's nothing in the bylaws that says that we have to meet more than once a year. It's important to me as the chair that we meet at least once a month while we're developing the plan. I would love to have this done before the annual district meeting.
The 7th is fine. I will get done what I can get done.
Okay.
And I will ask for help if I need it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Just again, remember open meeting laws. There's 5 of us, so 3 of us is a quorum.
Yes.
So the 7th works for everybody at 5:30 right here?
Yes, 5:30 work for you, or is that too?
Oh, it's normally 5.
All right, so let's do 5:30 on the 7th. Now, I apologize. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Anybody seconds?
I'd second that.
All right, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, thank you again. And thank you for the public.
Thank you for getting my message. I knew you would answer my message.